coming up on episode number 1006. Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and you know what that means. It means we're going to do what we do every year right around this time. It's time for the 10th annual All Beatles Thanksgiving Spectacular. Now, normally, this would be a double shot episode, right? It would be the double the length of a typical Coverville episode. But now that we're post-episode 1000, all the shows are long. All the shows are huge and double shots. So this one will fit right in. It's the Beatles cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me.
From Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It's Wednesday, November 27th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. This time, it's what you expect right here, right around Thanksgiving time. It's the All Beatles Thanksgiving double shot, which really isn't a double shot, but it's the 10th annual. This will be the 10th one of these that I've done, and it's time, you know? Always time to do one of these. And we're going to begin things with a recommendation from a listener. I was just scrolling through to see if I could find their name. I don't have it in front of me, but I will have it when we come back. So 50 years ago, the Beatles released the album. I think that was the first one released in America. I think it was their second one released in the UK, Meet the Beatles. And that was back in 1964. So being the beginning of 2014, or close to the beginning, I should say, of 2014, we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary by doing a track-by-track cover, even right down to each set being just like a side of the album. Let's start things off with the Remington Super 60 and a cover of I Want to Hold Your Hand. This one comes from Lifting the Covers, 20 Great Cover Versions, came out last year. Here's Remington Super 60, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you understand. Then I'll say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh please, say to me.
We'll back again. Oh, and that boy would be happy just to love you. But oh my, and that boy won't be happy this morning.
close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. And remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Jim Sturgis from the soundtrack to the film Across the Universe, that is All My Loving. Great cover there by Jim Sturgis. Before that, All I've Gotta Do, Susanna Hoffs bring us that one from her most recent solo album, solo all cover album, entitled From Me to You, which was released in 2012. She and Matthew Sweet are just on the verge of releasing Volume 3. I had to think about that. Volume 4, is it? Under the Covers. It might be Volume 4, because they're on to the 80s. So, no, I'm sorry, 60s, 70s, 80s. Take that back. Yes, it's going to be Volume 3. I'm getting ahead of them a little bit. Susanna Hoffs and her cover of All I've Gotta Do. Richard Thompson right before that, a live version from 1,000 Years of Popular Music from 2003. That's the album that so many of those covers that always end up on the Coverville Countdown at the end of the year come from. Great album. And that's his cover of It Won't Be Long. This Boy by Revolver from the Acoustic Sessions from Wii FM. Right before that, I Saw Her Standing There by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. That's from a brand new album, came out last month, called Beatles Reimagined. And the whole album is really good. It's worth checking out. And features that great Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros track. The Remington Super 60 started us off with that album side set, I Want to Hold Your Hand, from the 2012 release, lifting the cover's 20 great cover versions. And that, of course, is absolutely one of them. So I misspoke. Meet the Beatles was the second one released in the United States, but it was the first Beatles album to be issued by Capitol Records in both mono and stereo formats. What does that mean? I mean, I know what it means, but okay, there you go. So there's where I misread. Introducing the Beatles was the first one to come out, and that one also came out in 1964. This one was released on, this one was released on January 20th, 1964. So we are about a month and a half or 2 months away from the 50-year anniversary of the release of that album. Really, really cool. Let's get to side two. And we're going to start things off with a cover by Eaton Mirsky. This one is Don't Bother Me.
Hi, this is Eitan. I'm really depressed right now, so don't leave a message after the beep.
Since she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. It's not the same, but I'm to blame, it's plain to me. soak away. Leave me alone, don't bother me. I can't believe that she would leave me on my own. It's just not right when every night I'm all alone. I've got no time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again, because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. Until she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. Come home, but till that day, don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me.
Sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. If you want someone to make you feel so fine, then we'll have some fun when you're mine, oh mine. So come on, come on, come on, little child. Little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. Hey! The only one, don't you run and hide, just come on, come on, yeah, come on, come on, come on, little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me.
Oh yeah,
baby, take a chance with me.
Oh yeah,
baby, take a chance with me.
Oh yeah,
baby, take a chance with me.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw. And then
Dick Mum, it's not long now till Christmas. Ken and Artie Jean send their love with this song.
Baby, I want to be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. Love you like no other, baby, like no other can. Love you like no other, baby, like no other can. I wanna be your man.
Change your mind. second time. Not a second time. Not a second time.
The Pretenders, with a track that they recorded for a single and included on their Pirate Radio box set, which came out in 1990. It can't be right. It came out in 2005, but that song was recorded in 1990. I'm looking at the date, and then I'm looking at the fact that the anthology box set was 1979 to 2005. So there we go. Did some quick math. The Pretenders and the album that closed out the Beatles' second album released in the United States, Not a Second Time. Before that, I Want to Be Your Man by Sam Phillips, a song that I love so much. I've actually played it on a couple of these Thanksgiving All Beatles episodes, crazily enough. That one comes from the soundtrack to Crossing Jordan, which came out in 2003. Stack Ridge right before that with a cover of Hold Me Tight from their album Mr. Mick. Peggy Lee doing Till There Was You, a cover that the Beatles also did, originally done by Eileen Wilson for The Music Man. The Beatles also covered it for that album, and you'll find the version right there by Peggy Lee, which actually predates the Beatles version, on the uncut CD Sounds of the Star Club from 2012. The Smithereens right before that from their All Meet the Beatles cover album entitled Meet the Smithereens, appropriately, which came out in 2007 with their cover of Little Child, and Eitan Mersky with his cover of Don't Bother Me, starting off that set. All right, well, we finished up the album cover. Let's go ahead and just kind of jump around. Let's start things off for this next set with a cover by Emily Sand from the Dermot O'Leary Presents the Saturday Sessions 2013 brand new album that I just picked up this year. As a matter of fact, this month. Here is the cover of Eleanor Rigby.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with the name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
It's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here.
Little darling, the smile's returning into their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
And I say,
it's all right.
Your man.
From the Uncut magazine release, Yellow Submarine Resurfaces. Those are the Cornshed Sisters and their cover of Nowhere Man. Before that, Counterpoint from their 2011 album Dance Until Dawn with their a cappella cover of Because. It's so hard for bands to find a way to really make that song unique because it's all harmonies. But they stripped it down, took out the keyboards in the back, the clavichord, I think, is the instrument you hear in the background of that. And, of course, all the female vocals made it different enough that I thought it would be perfect for this episode. Here Comes the Sun, right before that. That one performed for the Come Together tribute from 2009. And that one features, I'm trying to get it expanded here, Sarah Grabow, Mark Lynn, Manny Spinks, and Lotta Anderson all doing the vocals there. Really, really cool version. Eleanor Rigby was what we start off the set with. Emily Sandy from the Dermot O'Leary Presents the Saturday Sessions 2013 album. And a great way to start off that set. Let's go ahead and do another set, but this time we'll kind of ratchet up the tempo a little bit, starting things off with Mark Malman and his cover of The Fool on the Hill.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer.
But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
Thank you. the floor, and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your surely be learning. Still my guitar gently waves.
Leppers and their cover of the Beatles, You're Gonna Lose That Girl. Great, great punk band, the Cute Leppers. The Drowners right before that with While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That one from the La Musique de Paris Dernière Volume 5, which came out in 2002. Mindy Smith right before that with The Word from the 40th anniversary tribute to Rubber Soul called This Bird Has Flown. Let me grab my notes on that. It came out in 2005, featured a bunch of different artists doing covers. Of course, it was a track-by-track album cover of Rubber Soul, a great one, too. Mark Mulman starting us off with The Fool on the Hill from the Minnesota Beatle Project, Volume 1. And they've had at least three volumes of those. All three have been fantastic and definitely worth checking out. That one's from the first one, Mark Malman, The Fool on the Hill. Let me tell you about a couple things going on here. Now, of course, you're listening to this maybe right on Thanksgiving week, maybe on Thanksgiving itself. The day after Thanksgiving will be the annual Coverthon, 24 hours of covers, guests, giveaways, all hoping to raise some money for Alzheimer's research. Basically, all proceeds, all donations that are received during that 24-hour period are going to be split in half between Alzheimer's research and Coverville operating costs for 2014. But here's the cool thing, is that the Alois Society is going to match our donation, any donations that come in, they're going to match. So basically, Alzheimer's research is going to get double what they would normally get with half of the proceeds for the Coverthon. Does that make sense? Hopefully it makes sense. Basically, they're going to get 100%, and Coverville operating costs is going to get 50%, if that makes sense. Some great math right there, but trust me, it all works. It all works perfectly. If you are a Mercedes-Benz owner, or if you're someone who happens to have the Mercedes-Benz radio app on your iPhone or Android, which you can download for free, you're going to be hearing some new episodes of Coverville. Well, you're going to be hearing some special 55-minute episodes of a Coverville sister show called Under the Covers, in which I take some Coverville playlists, rearrange them, and re-record them to fit a 55-minute schedule. And you can download those, or actually listen to those, on the Mercedes-Benz radio app or within the InDash entertainment system in your Mercedes-Benz. It's really cool. And I'm hoping to find listeners who discover the show that way. So a couple things. Number one, if you are a new listener to Coverville, the podcast, via Mercedes-Benz Radio, welcome, and let me know. Send me an email at requests@coverville.com and let me know you discover the show that way. Also, if you are a regular listener to the podcast of Coverville and know a great episode that I should consider using the playlist for one of these episodes, please, 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 please send me an email also, requests@coverville.com. Let me know some of your favorite cover story episodes of Coverville, and we'll get those on the app for Mercedes-Benz Radio. So please, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use for that. All right, let's get to another set of music. Let's start things off with Booker T and the MGs, this one from a collection called Stax Does the Beatles. Here is Lady Madonna. Thank you.
you know it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. You say you want a revolution. Well, you know we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? It's gonna be alright. For a contribution, well, you know we are doing what we can. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? It's gonna be all right. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right.
rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass. They slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
Across the Universe by John Kilzer. That one, so Minneapolis has their Beatles album, their Beatles cover album series. So does Memphis, and it's called Fried Glass Onions, Memphis Meets the Beatles. That cover right there of Across the Universe by John Kilzer. Before that, the Moog Machine. Now, it could also be pronounced the Moog Machine, depending. The guy is named or is pronounced Moog. The synthesizer is pronounced Moog, oddly enough. Hey Jude, or do I have that backwards? No, that's right. Moog synthesizer. Dang it, now they both sound right. The Moog Machine, we'll say the Moog Machine. Hey Jude from the Switched On Rock CD. The Four Brothers right before that with their cover of Revolution, that one from Spy Magazine Presents, Soft, Safe, and Sanitized. And there is no better way to describe that 70s, 60s vocal soft rock that they turned Revolution into. They took out all of the anger and the ire and the everything that made that song Revolution and sanitized it for your safety. The Four Brothers and Revolution. Right before that, we started the set off with Booker T and the MGs from Stax Does the Beatles. That was their cover of Lady Madonna. You know, we've got time for one last set. Let's do it. Let's start things off with David Porter and his cover of Help.
Help me if you can.
Time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her. And yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. Love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches, There will be time when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Nobody ever loved me like he does. Ooh, he does. Yes, he does. And if somebody loved me like he does, yes, he do me. You know it's gonna last. It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past.
Cuando para mucho mi amor te feliz en corazón.
And from the first time.
Oh, great cover of Don't Let Me Down that even has a little bit of Sun King mixed in for good measure. Great version right there by Bird Mancini from the Across Their Universe Low Budget Records Covers, The Beatles from 2009. Bird Mancini and Don't Let Me Down with a little bit of Sun King thrown in there. Michael Weston King right before that with his cover of For No One. That one recorded for Mojo Magazine's Revolver Reloaded CD that came out in 2006. And we started things out with David Porter in a very funkified version of Help, that one from the Come Together Black America Sings Lennon and McCartney, recorded in 1971. That album was released. Boy, I want to say, let's fix that. Let's try it now. There we go. That album released, I want to say, in 2005. I'm not exactly sure, but Come Together, Black America Sings Lennon and McCartney, worth checking out. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. That email address is requests@coverville.com, requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That toll-free number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. If you call, you'll leave a message, tell me what song you want to hear, and when I get that song on the show for you, I'll play your request. Oh, 2011 is when that album came out. Thank you, Hair and Beard Guy in the Tadpole. That is the best thing, having these folks here who listen live and can help me with corrections, which I need so often. 2011, wow, I thought that thing came out a lot earlier, so just a couple years ago. Worth checking out. We'll be back on Friday with the Coverthon starting at noon Mountain Time. Lots and lots of giveaways. Great things. A Pete Rose signed baseball, a Nintendo 3DS, Hearthstone beta keys, signed artwork from Scott Johnson, a guild membership from the Wood Whisperer, a skateboard deck from Andreas Ekberg, and just so many great things that I can't even all mention here because there's so many great things. So come back here on Friday and listen to the 24-hour Coverthon, and please, please, please make a donation to help support Alzheimer's research and Coverville 2014 operating costs. Until Friday, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Have a great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. Oops, that one stays up. This one comes down. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, they'll never let you down.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.